All right. Well, let's. Can we start something up here? Yeah.
Yep.
That mojo, the mojo working. Well, I got the room letter, it's working on you. Well, I got that mojo working.
We do have the mojo working.
Yay!
Jimmy Dome Show! This is supposed to be like, at least at the very minimum, it's going to be a mini.
A little mini show.
Little mini show, yeah.
A little mini me, only right. Mini show.
Well, we've got a good crowd here today. It's August 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And as we speak, even the last two segments of the
haven't even been posted.
So this is gonna be a record week.
It might be.
It could be, you know, gonna post like it'll be like a time warp. You get to listen to all this stuff.
And by the time this is posted, I'm sure everything will be posted. So
I'm sure it will be. Yeah. This is good. Council Curtis is here.
Hey, how you doing?
And we got, instead of Jack Rhodes, we've got young Tom here,
mm-hmm.
who's also a barrister.
Counselor Tom.
Counselor Tom is going to... there ought to be an alliterative word. Isn't there something that means, it starts with a T, that means attorney?
Attorney Tom.
Attorney. How about just attorney Tom?
Attorney, yeah.
Attorney Tom. Turkey Tom. Tom Turkey.
Hey, the hanger dog's looking for a barrister.
That's right. Well, we can... Well, you know, but they love Curtis.
Ticklish Tom, if anybody cares.
Ticklish Tom, that's right. Tom, a ticker.
Hey, am I going to get a fan mail?
We might.
Yeah, we could.
We could set you up a little email or something like that.
Yeah, we could do that. We could set you up with
email
something.
Jimmy, and you tell us what you want his name to be, and I'll set that up.
Whoa! Wait a minute. We're going to open up his name out to, like, the best
the,
of?
The great unwashed.
Oh, my God. Be prepared for
the deluge.
Denome.
You do, game Tom. It's like a contest.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the first one we have that we can actually perform, because I can actually do something about it.
Well, you know, speaking of, I just want to say one thing real quick here. Mm-hmm. Jag kan lite svenska, jag vill säga hej på dig till de flera personer I Sverige. That's sweet. It turns out that apparently, maybe because I'm speaking Swedish, we're starting to get
our Swedish population listeners are
squatting. It's one of the top numbers.
I think they're number 4 now.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, we love them.
Well, we love
them. Absolutely. Especially because, the bikini models.
Yes. Well, we wanted to. I'm hoping that's what it is. But I'll tell you one thing. They can't.
Yeah.
At least the guy up in Kiruna is not a bikini or a girl. I mean, that's cold country, even in the middle of the summer. And, of course, now they're heading
She's
on.
Polar bear for a girl.
Man, they don't have polar bears.
They swim in that weather.
I did.
You did?
I certainly did. I jumped through 3 feet of thick ice into a lake and then went into a sauna bath. At 230 degrees, mind you.
Ooh,
we had a wood.
Whatever.
It was out in the woods.
Ooh, yeah, whatever, man. Come on.
230 degrees.
230. Bastu, we call them Bastu Bad.
Yeah.
And you literally.
No, come on, 230. Who? Engineer Eric. Come on now.
That's hotter than, like, you know, the sun.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's
true. Your skin
it
your
was
skin's
a,
burning.
It was a wooden fired.
Well, 212 is boiling.
That's right. And let me tell you something. But the beauty of it was we did this, I'll never forget, on Christmas Day. Went in, of course, a bunch of guys, a little scary, stark naked, you know, whatever, went in this little cabin, out in the woods.
Too much information.
Too much TMI. No, it was great. And the room was heated up 230 degrees. Of course, it was in whatever that is in Kelvin. Then went outside, did snow angels in the snow, and then jumped through 2 feet. We'd hacked through 2 feet of ice. We kept the ice open. Had gone out there on skis, like, every week to keep hacking through the ice on the top of the little stream. And then jumped through into the water, which was 39 degrees or whatever water is, not frozen, and had a shot of Brännvin, which is like a licorice.
Turpentine?
Yeah, damn near. Well, it's the cheapest thing you can get. In Sweden,
they got taxes out the roof.
Oh, it's unbelievable. No.
Well, you brew your own, according to Jeff in Norway.
Yeah, that's...
You know, he's got what he calls his mood machine.
Yeah. Is this like what we use for touring?
Well, my brother Jack was invited over there ostensibly to be at a football coach.
Right.
And instead, he had a job every day running the still.
Really?
Because
I knew there was something about
about to say.
Because if he got...
mood all the time.
Yeah,
and
if he got busted, the only thing that would happen is they would ask him to leave the country. That's the worst that would happen.
Wow.
Yeah, well, they're interesting that
way. So you're at 212 degrees in the sauna bath. Your eyeballs are boiling.
230 degrees. No, let me tell you. When you get out of the water,
mm-hmm.
I could only stay in there. This is the other thing that I get.
And how long did you stay? You had to hack through the ice. How long did that take you?
Well, we had been hacking through the ice every week. So
well, took an icebreaker out of the cabin.
No. Let me tell you. It only took a couple of minutes because the ice, even though all the ice on the stream was 2 feet thick, what we had to hack through was only like an inch. So it just didn't take a minute because we'd been going out there every week to do
it. Where's the house?
The little hut, it's called a Bastu Bud. It's a little hut built specifically for
well,
this.
It's it was more next like to an igloo, you know, yeah. really.
Oh, no. We were evicted from our igloo.
That's right.
And we had a little frozen in a block
fired,
of ice.
You fired this baby up. It was a homemade oven, furnace, whatever it is. It was wood burning. Unbelievable.
Part of the still.
Yeah, right. I wish. And so you sit in there, and then you run out and jump in the snow and jump in the water, which is 39 degrees. And let me tell you, this brings home a thought. When I see something like the Bourne Supremacy, which by the way, or the, what's the, it's ultimatum this week, right? Today.
Yeah.
But the Supremacy, when these guys fall in Russia, mm-hmm. they fall in the water, right. and then they swim around for
like
a while.
Titanium. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And they swim around.
You just swim to the nearest boat is what
yeah,
you
right.
do,
okay. Right. Let me tell you something. I'm coming out of a room that's 230 degrees and I'm steaming so hot. I can't believe how hot I am. Mm-hmm. I'm dying because I have to run out of here because I'm going to burst into flames.
Right.
I jump in the water and literally 4.5 seconds, I pop out of that water. It is so cold. You cannot imagine. And
like knives stabbing your body?
Oh, I mean, look, I pop out like I don't know what it is, like a Jack in the Box or something. I mean, just because you can't. Yeah, exactly. You can't. To think that you can stay in that water when they talk about hypothermia setting in on most normal people.
It's a minute.
It's a tops. Yeah. Tops.
Right.
Yeah, and I'll
you're
tell
done.
You.
You're
done. I can tell you right now, in that water, I would not have lasted. I know I wouldn't have lasted 30 seconds.
Well, they have all the safety people hanging around you, you know, with the big ladders and the stuff to pull you out, right?
Yes, actually there was.
Oh yeah, well,
yeah. No, actually there was because only the hole was just big enough for one person, so we'd go.
Oh,
in.
Okay. So there was
a ladder, and then there was the Branvin on a rope.
Okay.
And so you take a swig of
perfectly
that.
Perfectly safe.
Perfectly safe. Yeah. You know, hey, I was like in my
teens.
Damn, real close.
Well, that was the last ice age, so yeah, that'd been about right.
That's true. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I need to. We did. There was a little global cooler. Well, it was the coldest. It was the coldest Swedish winter. This is a lot of people don't realize that in Sweden it's the land of the midnight sun, but it's also the land of the noon midnight.
Right.
And the sun, where I was up north of Stockholm, and where I was, the sun like cruised over the horizon for a few minutes right. around noontime, and then sunk back down below. And
wow,
it was black all the time. And we had like literally not the drifts.
Right.
The regular snow was 10 feet. That's the drifts, you know, were covered continents. So,
yeah, people aren't supposed to live up there, man.
Well, you say that. I mean, it was they know how to live. And oh, when I was over there, the other thing that happened when I was over there, they switched driving on the other side of the road
just to mess with you for fun.
I think it was. Well, what happened was they put up for a vote. They had driven Sweden up until that time had driven on the same side of the road like the Brits,
mm-hmm.
and they had a vote,
mm-hmm.
and they said, should we switch over to be like the rest of Europe? Other than mm-hmm. England. And the vote was, no, we like it just the way it is.
Right.
And the parliament said, vote's in, okay, we're switching.
Right. And the next day.
And, well, no, they. Right.
Now, I need a little Branvin over here.
That's right. Need a little more Branvin.
I meant to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that explains why our Swedish population of listeners has been climbing, because they're all sitting around going.
That's exactly right.
Cheering you on.
So I say, hey, welcome to Stockholm. Okay, whatever.
Right. Hey, here we go. Irashimasei from Shizuoka, Japan.
Ah.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
I think we have.
Mm.
Both Attorney Tom and Councilor Curtis have been there.
So, Tom, what do you say in Japan, in Japon, Nipponski, whatever it is? Do you speak it like a native?
Ah, chotto dake.
Okay, good enough. That was pizza in Spanish.
Yeah, that was.
I say number four.
Number four.
California roll. No, I don't speak any Japanese.
And here we
I'm
go.
Sorry.
Moscow, perestroika to Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of that, I noticed that what's his name? Gorbachev's got a new gig.
What's that?
He's a tattoo artist.
No. Yeah, he should, right. He's a birthmark removal person.
Right.
No, he's got a new gig with Louis Vuitton.
Oh yeah,
he's gonna be in an ad for Louis
Vuitton. Little birthmark handbag.
I think it's I can only guess.
No kidding. Huh?
Yeah, I can only guess.
It's now, like the sex stars have their organs like they have they have their organs mimicked in silicon, and then so maybe
like bronzed,
kind of, but they're for actual use. And so you can go down, you can buy like a Jenna Jameson private part or a Ron Jeremy member. And have it, it's actually molded off of his member.
Okay.
And so I guess
I never have. Have you ever watched that surreal thing on TV?
He was on there like
he's on there all the time. And I'm thinking, no offense,
right.
but he's not really the most handsome dude.
No, but he's made the most money.
I know he has.
Of anybody.
I know
and
he
so
has.
Yeah, that's why all the guys are like, go for it, dude. It gives every guy like me a hope. If you can do it, I can do it. That's damn. Right. So I guess maybe he's going to do a little birthmark imprint on all the handbags, so you can say I got Robert Jones.
I'm guessing he was here. Of course, he gave a talk here at the university, and it was amazing because all the communists showed up. He's still a communist.
Right.
He still believes that the government can fix everything. I mean, it was amazing to hear him.
He has to take another turn.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But anyways, it's interesting because the market is going to make him a fortune with this Louis Vuitton thing.
Right.
And he's still not going to get it. He's still not going to understand.
Part of the socialist plan is capitalism.
That's right. As socialists, we're going
to be able to pay for my socialist ideas and all capitalism.
It's controlled capitalism. That's really what the whole theory. You know, it has to incorporate that. They think, yeah, you know, you can just as long as it's managed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, well, I can just see all these people using hammers and sickles for a living buying Louis Vuitton, you know, high fashion.
You can, let me just tell you.
Yeah,
how,
it's not let, them. Let's see, it's going to be us.
Let's see how often that ad airs in Russia.
Well, there's 100,000 homeless people right now in St. Petersburg, last count. Whoever counted.
Florida. You mean the people that sit on the benches in St. Petersburg? Those are not homeless. They actually go home at night.
Oh, you
mean St. Petersburg, Russia?
Russia.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought you meant down in Wrinkle City.
No. Wrinkle City's fine.
Okay.
They all got homes.
They got homes. That's right.
Yeah.
They got homes, man.
They got all kinds of homes. Hey, homes. Got a home.
Hey, homes.
All right. So go ahead. So what else? Oh, go ahead.
100,000 homeless.
That was the last count.
And
maybe a few died, a few moved in.
You know, for a mini show, I think this is the longest introduction we've done in a long time.
Oh, no, it's definitely, I think it's going to be a Guinness Book of World Record for us.
Okay. So I forgot what I was going to say. I've lost my.
Well, that's the part of the long introduction.
I was going to talk. No, I had something.
Hey, these guys to listen to us on iPods. They can skip forward until you start to hear us.
That's true. We should probably mark it in a way that they can.
When they hear the big uproar of laughter, they can stop and rewind.
We could just say a code word like the eagle has landed.
That's right. I was going to talk about the Zimbabwe's misery. Oh, I did want to talk about the ad that I got into in the Gainesville Sun.
Oh, no. That is a classic.
No, this is unbelievable. Have you seen the legal ad?
No,
here it is. I cut it out. Get ready for this. In the United States District Court for the Northern District of Florida, Gainesville Division, civil case number so-and-so, United States of America versus...
No, you in trouble now, boy.
Boy, you in trouble now. Guess who's in trouble?
Who's the defendant? Jimmy Doan.
No, the defendant. You ready for this?
Jimmy Doan.
Is a 2005 Toyota /Scion XB wagon.
Well, they have rights.
Identified by the VIN number. And that's the defendant. Notice of action and arrest, this is.
Really? They're going to arrest that car?
Apparently it says here, notices hereby given the United States of America, the entire United States of America.
Toyota, if you're listening
you can
right
attach,
now.
You can
on
attach
July 5th, 2007, filed a verified complaint of forfeiture in REM, whatever the hell it is.
In REM action.
Answer to Rule G of the supplemental rules for certain admiralty or maritime and asset forfeiture claims. Also, and so apparently...
They're going to take all the Toyota's possessions?
Apparently, if the Toyota wants to get itself back...
Right.
It has to go to 401 Southeast 1st Avenue here in Gainesville and talk to and honk at attorney Robert D. Stinson of someplace in Tallahassee. Respectfully, Gregory has respectfully submitted this and so forth. And so this is...
So the car is obviously just a pretty much... Is it a legal car? It's a reprobate.
I think it may have been in trouble before.
Right.
It doesn't say what it did.
Right.
It didn't say what it did. But that's the other thing.
It probably needed a ring job. It's probably blowing a little too much smoke.
No, I'm guessing.
I'm guessing
that it was hauling something illicit.
Could have been. Maybe like a person.
Well, maybe an illegal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, whatever it is, the car's
in a big hot water right now.
Yes, that's right.
Big hot water.
I'm wondering if they...
Then they're going to take the car's possession. They're going to arrest it. So, Toyota, if you're listening to this, you better report yourself to the...
I'm just wondering. I'm wondering if the 2005 Scion has got an attorney.
Well, I mean, again, there's all that's true, and because we have two right here. I was going
to
say
it would have to be pro bono.
You know, I'll tell you, I do have a complaint with my car is that it didn't it failed to renew its own tag this month, which happens to be my birthday, and I actually had to get on there and do it for it.
You're kidding?
No.
Well, you know, listen,
mine's a Honda, which also comes from Japan, so maybe there's a problem with Japanese cars.
No, it's not that. It's a language barrier.
What probably happened with this Toyota was it was drinking a little too much of ethanol
And it wasn't really getting into the content,
that
and so
is, I wouldn't be
E85,
you know,
baby. I just E85. You know,
that's right.
You may just want to look at the offer on the table, which is to have a type of device that will be put onto the steering column, which will shut off any time that it has too much of this particular kind of ethanol.
Well, that's probably a good suggestion. Maybe we should draft a law to do that.
Let me tell you, it wouldn't be any sillier than somebody like Ted Stevens, you know, who thinks that the internet's made out of tubes.
That can be cleared out with lotto numbers.
God. Well, it is interesting to see when you talk about the lotto and about things that are legal and illegal. I noticed there was an article recently, some guy, speaking of legal stuff, the headline here is spamming net drug dealer gets 30 years in prison.
So he's arrested for spamming or drug dealing?
I was talking about this before. It's kind of like a hate crime. You know, you go out and you kill somebody and you get the death sentence, but if you call them a nasty name before you kill them, you get twice the death sentence.
Right.
So apparently,
you get killed
spamming
twice.
Is bad. He was originally hauled in for spamming, but the fact that he was dealing Viagra from Dominican Republic or something like that.
Right. Without the pills.
Could have been. It didn't say that. It just said he had an unlicensed pharmacy. Which, of course,
lots of people in Miami have unlicensed pharmacies.
I would say, so what else is new?
So that means the recipient had an unlicensed boner.
Longer than 6 hours, and you go see your hooker. That's right. Okay.
You go see your hooker.
That's right. The third one. Hey, babe.
I wore out the first two.
That's right. I'm getting. This is
extra cash in here for you.
That's right. I ran out of money before I ran out of pills or something. Anyway, the deal is that before it wore off. The deal is that they apparently this guy. But I love this. He calls him they called him a drug kingpin.
Yeah.
Because he was basically doing an illegal. He wasn't selling cocaine or anything.
No,
Viagra. It was Viagra and stuff like that. And what he did was he spammed something like 30 billion emails and clogged up AOL servers and everything. And of course, a lot of people are upset about the spam.
Tubes.
And they, you know, I know a lot of people that when their box was all full of spam, you know, they probably would have taken it out on this guy in spam rage or something like that. I have no doubt about that. But the market, in case you're interested, has figured all this out. I get like one a day max.
Yeah.
And
me too.
Google, Yahoo, you know, they do it pretty well. I bought something called Spam Bully. That catches 99, and you can train it, you know, to go along, 99.999% of the stuff. The market figured it all. You don't need anything. That's number one. Number two, what gets me about this is that whether or not, certainly if it was fraud was involved, that is to say, if he took the money, said he's going to send you Viagra and sent you blue bubblegum or something, that's fraud. I understand that. The thing that I object to, of course, is what is it about our laws that don't allow you to basically walk in and get these drugs? I mean, what is about Viagra that's going to kill you? Why do you have to have a prescription for Viagra?
That's a controlled substance.
I know it is, but by whom and why? And I think about
the FDA.
No, it's. I don't think it's. That's not the Food and Drug Administration. Is it FDA? No, no. This is criminal.
The ATF.
No, the FDA have code that is basically criminal. The state laws are in place as well.
Right.
It's because of the FDA.
The thing that gets me about this is stuff like, not so much Viagra, but something like OxyContin and Vicodin and stuff like that. I mean, if you walk into a doctor's office and you say, Doc, I'm dying here. I've got so much pain. I've got backache. It's killing me. I can't work.
We're just entrenched in the...
And then the doctor says, I'd like to help you out, but I might lose my license if I prescribe.
We're entrenched in the needle license. I have to abide by all the different rules and insurance companies, and
we need way more Dr. Nicks, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, hi, everybody. Yeah. This will fix you right. This is going to make the operation seem like a nice dream.
You go on those boats. Like if you want to gamble, you can go to the coast and take a boat out 50 out to international waters. I mean, maybe it's to the point where there'll be a boat you'll take out to get a doctor to prescribe you something.
Again, I wouldn't doubt it. I'm not saying you couldn't do it, I'll tell you there's two things. Number one, they would find some way to get you on it. Number one, but number two, that's expensive as hell for a damn dime or 50 or dollar pill.
Yeah,
pay $200.
I've said before,
it's
coming back in the country that they're going to nail you.
That's the other thing.
As an adult American,
of course, if you have a prescription from quote license,
Dr. Dick.
That's right. I'm sorry, where's your license from? It's from this boat, man.
It's registered in Barbados.
That's right.
Look, I've said for a long time, an adult American should have the absolute right to input. That includes all ingestion. You should be able to swallow, shoot,
you know, put it in your eye, snort, whatever it is you want to, however you want to ingest, whatever you want to ingest. Nobody can tell you exactly what ingestion does yet. So it's difficult for me to allow them to legislate.
Well, the first thing they do is it's for the children. You know, you're ruining the children. And it's about all the people around you. And I'm saying, well, that's none of your damn business. It really shouldn't. Well, you know, what if you run out and kill somebody in a fit? Well, okay, that's a crime.
Right.
You know, you get them for that. That if you
well, what if you develop, you know, Alzheimer's and, you know, run out in front of a bus or something and kill everybody on the bus because they, you know, try to avoid.
Okay, and what happens if your bridge falls down in Minneapolis and people, you know, who's getting
nothing,
sued on that?
Nothing. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you know, if that was a private item, if it was a building.
And all the children on the school bus.
And all the children on the school bus. I think they all made it, didn't they?
I believe they all did.
They'll find someone to sue.
I'm wondering, do you think they won't?
A bunch of people did not make it.
No, there were only about eight.
I saw seven, but then I saw they were still looking.
They're still looking. Yeah. What I liked was this.
Out of a 2,000-mile-long stretch of bridge, that's like zero people dying. And they fell 60 feet. I mean, it's like, woo.
You mean 2,000 feet.
2,000 feet. Sorry.
Yeah, you said 2,000 miles.
2,000 feet fell, yeah.
Yeah, 2,000. Well,
but
half a mile.
That would suck.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's because it was a, you know, if it was a private.
They'd be out of business in no time. I mean, that's the whole point.
It wouldn't happen.
It wouldn't happen.
And now you've seen the headlines now. 77,000 U.S. bridges in need of urgent repair.
Yeah, more money, you can bet on that.
Yeah.
No, that's right. They're scaring the crap out. Well, I will say here in Gainesville, at any rate, they did come up and say our bridges are safe, which I thought was interesting because usually you expect them to.
I would certainly not want to fall down in Hogtown Creek.
We
might find a shark's tooth. Be like,
yeah, well, you'd find it all right. It would find you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, we have a lot of bridges in Florida, and we're always building bridges in also hazardous conditions. You know, they have a lot of practice here.
Yeah, not like L.A.
Of course, sovereign immunity, they're not going to get sued. The state's not going to get sued for this.
Unless the state allows itself to be sued.
Right, but they, like they're going to do that.
They do.
I don't think so. And, like, who's going to pay and...
They do it, but then they cap it. You know, they do it like some sort of fairness.
50 bucks.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you the thing. I did notice one article.
Get a
they
coupon.
Said they had stopped. They had
some powdered milk.
They said that they had stopped looking. They were stopping. Not going to pull any more survivors from the water is what they said.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
4 days later, or whatever.
That was what I mean. I'm thinking myself. Wait. Whoa. What are you doing? Well, of course, what they meant was they weren't going to search for any more survivors, and they were going to continue to pull the dead.
Although, you know, you can have somebody down there in a bubble.
Usually what they say then is they say we're going to stop the search for. You know, we don't think there's any more. We're going to stop the search. Stop the search for survivors. What this said was they're going to stop
anymore.
We're not going to pull any more survivors out of the water. I thought shit. A little callous.
That's a little callous.
So I don't know. That didn't look okay. The next thing I wanted to talk about was, there's a couple of things. One is,
Go ahead. The internet gambling thing.
Oh, the internet gambling, right. Did we start that?
Did you have a lead into it?
Just that it had to do with the internet, of course, was the spammer guy.
Right.
That's where I'm backing. I'm going down the branch now.
Right.
Back
right,
down
right.
to the back tree and over right. the next tree.
Right. You were on the bridge and then it just collapsed.
The lead in was the spammer guy who got 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
For doing something that shouldn't have been illegal at all, and the market can take care of it, and that's just fine. Speaking of the internet, the next thing is internet gambling, and young Tom here has got quite a bit of experience.
Well, I mean, you know, it was this great world of being able to play poker online for, you know, a couple of years, and then all of a sudden Congress...
Well, great for you because you were winning.
Well, yeah, it was great for me and great. And the people that were losing were, I'm sure, having a great time.
Oh, yeah, right.
Playing at the same table as me.
You know what the rule is? If you can't find the sucker at the table in the first 30 minutes, it's you. Go ahead.
But, you know, and then I guess it was, you know, Bill Frist that decided that, and this is back when he was making noise about running for the White House.
Bill Frist was what? He was the Attorney General?
He was the Majority Leader in the Senate.
Oh, Majority Leader. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
You know, guy with a lot of outstanding qualifications and other good things to say about him, but in this particular one, you know, not quite.
He had a lot of internet debt, so he wanted to pass it. No,
yeah, that could be that. Maybe why he didn't run for president after all. But he attached this, and what he went after, what they went after was the ways to fund your internet poker account, and they went after the institutions.
MasterCard.
So not MasterCard. MasterCard.
Well, they did do that.
MasterCard and Visa have, they've walked away from this a long time ago because they knew they were going to get into
right.
some trouble. So they've been away, but there was, sort of like an interface card, like say Neteller is one of the big,
Neteller.
One of the big cards out there. So it's kind of like a card that's in between, say, your poker account, and then your Visa card. It's a way to put, you can load up your NetTeller card with Visa, and the NetTeller can load up on your poker account.
It was a market response to the fact that you couldn't charge directly from your Visa MasterCard into your
exactly.
Or get the money back out.
Right. And in the case of Netto, they were looking at the Isle of Man, which is, you know, right. off the coast of England, totally and it's free. Sort of a tax-free zone, whatever, yep. not so many rules about things like this. So, and they were doing great, and but they passed this bill, and the language was still kind of vague. It talked about, financing illegal gambling activity and stuff. And, of course, there's one big question was whether it is, after all, legal to play poker on the Internet. I mean, there's lots of questions about jurisdiction, et cetera. If you're playing, I may be sitting in the United States playing a site that's run out of the, native, Costa Rica or the Isle of Man and with the financial institution that I'm funding it through some other place.
But it's to protect you from losing your money here in the United States.
No doubt the government was trying to protect me from myself.
A nanny state.
And I certainly will post at least the two places that I found the John Stewart, where one of them had a bunch of senators in a row talking about how they didn't want to have any internet gambling. And one of their responses was because people could play it in their pajamas.
Boy.
That was a big deal to them.
That's on
one of the clips. It was one of the senators.
Well, of course, what that means is that they don't want people to take it lightly. Like,
John Stewart says,
you can masturbate at the roulette table in half the casinos I go to. I don't understand what the problem is here, Senator. But anyway, go ahead, Tom.
No, yeah, I mean, when I'm gearing up for a major crime, I usually, put my trusty pajamas on before I, dive through the window of a bank.
Yeah, that's right.
It was just a lot of posturing and I guess trying to, people who
so
might
they
be...
So they closed down this NetTeller place.
Yeah,
they did that.
Now,
NetTeller was out of the Isle of Man. Oh, what happened? Didn't they arrest the guy or something?
Well, they arrested the founders of NetTeller.
Okay.
They weren't even current officers.
And who
of
arrested them?
The feds.
U.S. government.
But I think they got him the way they got that other guy. We talked about that one guy they got in Dallas or whatever.
He was flying through Dallas.
He made the mistake of switching planes.
Yeah.
In the United States, and they nailed his butt. And they of course, the other one, they don't even need to do that. We talked about the fellow that they nailed in the Dominican Republic. They got the Dominican feds to go in and get him and then extradite him over to the United States and shut that one down.
So, Americans, we got a notice that day within the same news cycle as those guys getting arrested that we could no longer do business with it. And we got our money back, but Americans were booted. Now, there is some good news, but it's
what about non-Americans?
Non-Americans, they were not subject to the ridiculous law passed in our Congress.
But, I mean, could you tell them you were an illegal alien?
Tell who?
NetTeller?
Because they know where you're signing on.
The problem is that what you're issued by NetTeller is a card, an ATM card, which you take down. No, when you get to be, when you're good like I am, I don't deposit money on my account. All I do is play poker and I go down and withdraw with my NetTeller card, which I used to do. But the reason they know that you're American is because the numbers that we use in the United States, are specific to the United States.
The Visa cards or whatever start with 409.
Whatever gets the cash machine working and cranking, those numbers that are on your card, if you try to use something like that in Canada, it's a different system. So it's very hard. You can't really get, if you want to use American, you could get a Canadian card, fine.
Right.
I could say I'm Canadian and they would issue me a Canadian card. Say, great. Whenever you want to cash out, you got to drive several thousand miles up to,
Well, no, I wouldn't think you would have to then if you had to
mail it to your buddy.
There's
a lot. If you want to really,
ways around it.
You can
There's ways around it. Now, but my point is that, of course, the idea is, they've obviously put some more obstacles in the way. I mean, certainly you could go, like you say, if you happen to make regular trips to Canada or Mexico or something like that, you could have a card there, bank account, who knows what.
Well, there's a way around, and your audience might like to know, especially the poker players that are out there, and I'm sure there's several thousand, and that is that one way to do it is you could fund your account now with these little Visa gift cards that you see. I don't know how long this phenomenon's been going on. I've noticed them for the last year or so.
Those.
You get like a $30, $50, Visa gift card, and it's kind of like a one-shot, credit card.
Disposable credit card.
And you can use those to fund up, and there are some sites that are running now. I'd say about 30% of the sites that used to be available to Americans that are running, brave ones that aren't scared of the feds. And
damn sure not going to stop over in the United States when they.
And you can request them to send you a check if when you're making money on the site, it'll take a week or two to get there. You can spend a little extra if you want it overnighted, and then when you go to your bank, it'll take the bank a couple weeks to clear it because it comes out of Isle of Man or somewhere.
Right.
But if you're willing to go through all that, you can play poker online. So, I mean, there are workarounds.
They make it easy for you.
Yeah, right. They make it easy. Well, the thing that gets me about this...
Because you're in your pajamas, and that's just...
which is the most important part.
But, I mean, the whole point, though, is this falls in the old adage. That is the only way the government can engage in gambling, which we do here with our lottery, and a lot of states do now, is to outlaw the competition. And of course, what's interesting is that they use... I don't think
they did it for that, though. I really think it's a different part of the government. They just did it because, to some people, gambling is like drinking, is like smoking. It is a sin.
It's a sin. But what I find interesting is that they claim virtue. They say, you will be a virtuous person, or I'll shoot you. I mean, they're using non-virtue to enforce virtue. Exactly. Oh. I mean, that's the whole point. They threaten you with jail time. If you are a non-virtuous person, well, they are violently threatening you.
I got no problem with that, really.
Whoa!
Well, look, that's what throwing you in jail for stealing is, or throwing you in jail for murder is.
I am completely confused. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. You're an attorney?
I think we need some background music for Kurtz to explain.
Think about this. They use force against you.
They have a monopoly force.
Right, and they use it against you in order to... form your moral, or not, it's not form your morals, that's the difference. In order to enforce things like theft and murder and rape and stuff, they will pick you up and throw you in jail.
Yeah, but those are personal crimes against humans.
I understand, and this is the category that they place gambling in.
But it's not.
I'm totally with you on that. There's no victim. There's no intent to commit harm, and nobody gets harmed. It's hard to
just add there for a minute.
But I don't understand why you're saying.
What I'm saying is that the argument that they can't use force or immorality or their monopoly on force, they shouldn't use that to ward off gambling.
No.
I don't think that's.
No. You misunderstood me. What I'm saying is that they're doing this. They are using immoral methods to. Enforce morality is what I'm saying. Now,
their version of morality.
That's their vision. I think it's pretty universally accepted that murder is not a moral problem. It's a property rights problem. It's a property theft. Or if you murder somebody, that since they're
taking away their life property.
That's right.
Yeah,
their property of life or whatever you want to call it. If you steal something,
but if you
say to somebody, look, you can't do sodomy in your bedroom, or else we'll arrest you.
Then Janet Jameson gets all bent out of shape because she likes that.
Right.
And the
line can be drawn very clearly when there's somebody who complains.
She may get bent, but not out of shape.
She can bend pretty good.
Yeah. And she's never out of shape.
Twisty.
And she's never out of shape.
Twisties.
Twisty that.
So,
gambling just has no victim. There's no victim. You know, you can say people lose, but they
no,
do
but they,
lose.
They what they're worried about are the 5% or 10% that get addicted to it. So in order to do that, we're going to prevent the other 89% from even touching it. I can tell you this. You follow the money. They claim, let me get back up on this for a second. What I'm trying to tell you is they may say that it's their version of morality, but if it weren't for the money, I believe if it weren't for the money that's involved, you might be able to get away with it. I'm not sure exactly, but I can tell you that here in the state of Florida, it is about the money. You can say what you want, but the lottery, the dogs, the horses and the high life.
Oh, and can we not
survive 2 minutes except for the fact that if you tried to set up your own gambling, which naturally would pay better, you would put the state of Florida out of business in 2 seconds. And the only way they can stay in business is to threaten you. They have a monopoly, and the way they do it is they threaten it with legal force, the guns. So
here's what's interesting. As of July 1st in the state of Florida, poker is now legal. No limit poker is now legal in Florida dog tracks and... High Life Rontons as well.
So in other words, because the membership or whatever you want to call it, the attendance was dropping off so rapidly because the payoff is so crappy.
They are now allowing full blown no limit poker in High Life.
Yep.
And dog tracks.
Yes. Yes. $100. Yes.
Yeah.
I was there last week. A guy took down I saw one guy take down an $800 pot. I asked the dealer what was the biggest pot that he had seen taken down since July 1st. He said, I've had a few over 1,000.
So why are you here?
Because it's the Jimmy Doan Show.
Okay.
I was told to be here at 8 o'clock, and...
there we are.
And there we are.
No, but by
well,
my...
Well, that's what it is. I'm going to the highlights, right?
The highlights.
That's right. We'll get it. Okay, so we're out of here. Okay. No, the deal is that the point is I'm bringing up the global point here. That the only way the government can succeed in so many things is to outlaw the competition. Pure and simple. It's like education. They outlaw the competition. Mm-hmm. And then they have a monopoly, and then it's the worst, and it's the worst in the world. And it's the only way. I was telling somebody else.
I don't attribute their intention to the same people. I think people who outlawed the lottery, or outlawed the gambling, are not the same people who instituted the lottery. Even though it's the government, I understand. But I doubt they're the same people in the government. I don't think that those people think
it may be. But it's a scam. It's like they're charlatans.
It's the culture.
We're coming. The Jimmy Swaggart, you know, hell and damnation. You'll go hell and burn if you gamble. Type people might have outlawed it. That may be.
Hey, did you hear about that guy that won the lottery and he came home and says, "Honey, I just won the lottery. Pack your bags." He says, "Oh, that's great. What should I pack?" He says, "I don't care. Just have all your crap out of here by midnight."
That's great. I'm surprised he went home.
Yeah, exactly.
Clean his ass up.
I mean, why bother? You know, send her an email. Bye, bitch.
Why bother?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I would have. You'd have taken your first check down to the Ferrari dealership.
<You're right>. You buy a fast enough car to get away
from her. Or the Grumman
Gulfstream.
Gulfstream. That's what I meant.
I thought it was about Walls and Grumman again.
Yeah, I was on a stream. You guys keep diverting me. I was talking about, what was I talking about?
Gambling.
Gambling, Jenna Jameson.
After that.
Ron Jeremy member thing.
No, man! Okay, listen. That sucks. I had a great telling statement about, the government. Outlawing the monopoly, competition is the only way they can say. But I was telling Tom out in the other room the other day. The one thing, way you could tell a government endeavor, how can you tell? It's because there's a line. It's a long line that doesn't move very fast.
And in fact, you and I both had a very similar experience to this down at Kennedy Space Center. You know, the lines were just everywhere.
Well, and it's interesting because, yeah.
And there was like five people working and they were like totally not caring about what you were having problems with or anything. And you show up at like Disney World or somebody else, like everybody's like catering to your every single
need. Even people complain about Walmart and they say, "I don't shop at Walmart."
Yeah, you do have lines at Disney World, but I mean, these are.
And Walmart has lines too. Those
now, let me tell you something.
I'll tell you,
I've actually been in Walmart. Some of it depends on the particular time of day and the particular people. But I have heard uttered over the loudspeaker,
Get your
up front and open up cash register 9, right. 3, 14, and right. 6. I mean, the fact is, they will respond.
I mean ass.
they will respond. Whereas you go to the DMV, it doesn't matter what time of day, it doesn't matter the first day of the month.
That bottleneck will never open any wider.
It will never open. They do not staff to the needs. And McDonald's, there may be a line over here at McDonald's at noon on game day, but guess what? That's once a year. I mean, give me a break. That is 10 times their normal.
And they do staff to
and they
make
do
their
and
money.
They call everybody. That's right. So my point is that if you see a line of desultory people in line with long faces, they already brought a book so they could read in line. They know because they loaned the lines. And then you see the person.
They're switching iPods because they ran out of their entire.
Yeah, right. They ran out of right,
gigabytes of music.
That's right. Hey, do you have what's your 30 gigabytes of sound? Yeah, that's right. And then you see the person who is behind the window, usually a bulletproof glass for a very good reason, who's the person who hollers next. And they've got a no smile. I mean, it's not like have a nice day.
Right.
You know, it's just get out of the way. Next. I mean, they look, you know, you go up there and complain. You see this in the movies. You go up there and you holler and you scream. You say, "Look, what the hell's going on here? I filled out the damn form." And she goes,
"End of line."
And she, yeah, right. That line is over there. Or they just look over your shoulder and say, "Next."
Just see Brazil.
Just see Brazil. I'm going to take a break.
You want to take a break?
Or else at the end of the show.
No, I got one more thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
Well, I saw the funniest video I've seen in a long time the other day.
Which was?
I wish I could post a clip of this. It was something off of the Tour de France. It really should not be funny. That's a really funny thing about it. Is there's this breakaway going on the second to the last day, okay? Four men, and they are cruising down the road. I mean, they are hauling, but as fast as four guys can pedal the cycle. They're in a perfect rotation, you're blocking the wind for each other.
Right.
And they're cruising down like a 60
miles an hour.
Yeah, 60 miles an hour down a trail.
that is like an old rails to trail, like a narrow European road type of thing.
Paved.
Paved. And the crowds are lined on either side.
Right.
And these guys are just streaming down the road. And
steaming down the road also.
Streaming, kinds of stuff. They were hauling ass. And like a 60-pound Labrador.
Yeah. Oh, that was, no, that was like 4 days before the end.
No, it was 3 days before.
I saw that.
A 60-pound Labrador just kind of meanders out in front of them. And you know these guys, like to them, that was their worst nightmare. You know, like, I mean, they are cruising down.
Other than a tank.
They are there's nothing that can stop them except a dog. Right. And the dog was big enough so that there was no way to avoid it. You know what I mean?
The dog is going to be dead.
No. The dog walked away.
Yeah, well, but I mean, and they careened into this
dog.
No,
they did really? The flip. Oh, yeah. No, they did the flip.
Took two of them out.
It was like a Simpsons flip.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to find that on YouTube and link it.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And it's amazing, like, the dog is black, and he walks right out of the black of the crowd, like right at their feet. It looks exactly like just a shape just kind of moves out.
A shape.
And you know, this guy used to be going like, you know what I mean? Of all things.
I didn't find that funny.
Oh my God, I laughed hysterically. Man.
Oh my God.
Absolutely hysterically.
Hey, that's a little scary.
But he's a goddamn lawyer.
I know.
Wait a minute.
He's a defense lawyer too.
Man, it was
a little scary.
I will say this though. The guy who hit the dog first won the race that day.
No shit.
Yes. He won the day. He got back up.
And was he the one on Band-Aids and everything?
Yeah. Oh, you know, I mean, a big raspberry on his butt.
Oh,
man.
No, oh, my.
No, no. I mean, these guys are not
like a potato.
Raspberry to the bone.
No, absolutely.
I mean, I'd be one pure. I look like a medical skeleton that you'd buy in a store after that, you know?
Man, he lost a dimension that got rubbed off. You know, there's enough already. But,
I love it. Oh, my God.
Your butt used to be this shape, and now it is this shape.
Yeah. It is no shape.
It's
two dimensions. That's right. In flat paper. Turn sideways, we don't see anymore.
All right, we're taking a break.
Okay.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time.
Don't stop me now. Gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world turning inside out. Yeah. Floating around in a slow sea. So stop, because I'm having a good time.
These guys are pretty good.
Is this the Rolling Stones?
I just wanted to give another shout out to Brian May and thank DJ Laura for busting me on the correction there. He hasn't gotten his PhD in astrophysics yet, but he's applied for it.
Okay,
and she caught it on his website, and that was nice, because I got it from the CR4 Science Digest, which is like a pretty respectable...
Not anymore!
Not anymore!
Not anymore!
Anyway, no. So advanced congratulations, Brian.
That's it. Okay. So anyway, for what it's worth, yesterday was the... I thought it was kind of interesting. Yesterday, in 1958... Mm-hmm. The Nautilus submarine passed under the North Pole for the first time. It was the first time that submarine had ever gone under. Yesterday, as 2007, the Ruskies planted a flag and said, we claim, you know, they're like 2,000 feet underneath the ice cap, you know, on the bottom of the ocean, said, we claim this land for us. And you know why? Because there's oil there.
Cool.
So, yeah, well...
Or cold, really.
Yeah, cold. Well, yes, very cool.
On this day, the Beatles made their first appearance at the Cavern Club in Liverpool.
Oh, that's even before they went to Deutschland.
And 43, General Patton slapped that private.
Well, no, I'm going to...
Wah! Get off your ass, soldier.
Boy, just think how the war would have differed if he hadn't done that. I mean, it would have been totally different. He would have been.
Wow, what would happen?
Well, he wouldn't have had. They wouldn't have put him in cold storage in England for one thing for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And they probably he probably could have led the Eighth Army or whatever it was and beaten Germany. You know, before then, or he wouldn't have had the.
So that one slap cost us, you know, 1/4 million soldiers.
Berlin,
yeah, exactly,
and everything.
Yeah,
right.
Berlin, the whole. Yeah, exactly right.
No shit.
Yeah,
wow.
That's right. No, no. You think about little things like that. The
butterfly effect.
Oh yeah. The assassination. I've traced back the assassination of McKinley. Mm-hmm. Probably
to you being poor.
Yeah, for me. Yeah. That the assassination of McKinley certainly would have. I'm not sure I'd be here, but I'd be richer maybe,
right.
Or poorer. Okay. So anyway, no, but it probably wouldn't have gone into the First World War.
Really?
Yeah, and wow. which would meant there wouldn't have been a Second World War.
Phew,
amazing.
Man.
That's another story.
Who's the douchebag that assassinated McKinley?
His name.
Let's go kill his great 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 grandson.
You know, if you're going to give reparations to black people for, you know, if you're going to take my money
back
from them,
from the slave times.
That's
yeah.
Exactly right. Jack Rhodes is not here. Unfortunately, we got a Hugo update.
Jack Rhodes show.
Yeah, the Jack Rhodes show. So we had a Hugo update. Doesn't matter much here, except that it shows where we're headed in the United States. Caps on prices only deepen Zimbabweans' misery. This is the guy, Robert Mugabe, who's been...
He's fixing it over there.
Huh?
They're fixing it over there?
They're fixing it. Well, let me tell you, when you read this article, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because it's in Zimbabwe and probably our listener don't care about it.
The thing is that Zimbabwe...
Well, the hangar dogs are saying that the price of machetes had gone way up over there because they're not having so many revolutions all the time.
Well, that could be, but what I'm saying is this article, and maybe I'll do it in a private or on the blog or something like that. This is a classic description of what happens when you have a government that takes over the banks and all that stuff and outlaws everything. They're having like 10,000% per year inflation at this point, which only can get worse. Now, the reason I bring this up, this is a classic in 3 pages, is a classic description of what happens to a country when a dictator, as they always must, fails and tries to maintain power, and by essentially jail time, they like, shoot everybody
Spicoli,
in sight.
Spicoli can't be wrong, can he?
Spicoli smoked a little too much weed.
Yeah. Wait, I'm lost.
Well, he went down to hang out with Chavez.
Sean Penn, right. Okay, right. You're right, exactly. Okay. Yeah. But the point is that he went down there and probably went down to get a little weed or something. I don't know. But the deal is that this is what's going to happen in Chavez country. But I thought it was interesting. The one thing I did find interesting about the anti-Chavez channel, what's happening is this radio station that was banned or whatever put on the cable, they're still in trouble. They're still going to probably close them down. Sean Penn went down there and he says, you know, doing a great job. God love you. You know, he did the Cindy Sheehan thing, you know, kiss you, love you, whatever it is. But I did think that the Fabiola Sanchez, the Associated Press writer who wrote the anti-Chavez channel faces deadline, the last sentence in this thing is, Associated Press writer Thales Anzini contributed this article report from his hideout in Sao Paulo, Brazil. No fool, he's not going to Argentina, or he's not going to Venezuela to face the music on this story.
Heck no, man.
No, but I mean, what I'm saying is that Zimbabwe, then it's going to happen in, what you call it, and if
Venezuela.
You think it can't happen here, you're out of your mind. I noticed that gold hit a new high. It was over $800 an ounce in 1980, which would be like probably, you know, $1,600 or something, but that was a bubble. And anyway, it's back up to $680-some. The route to capitalism is through totalitarian
ethics. The Jack Rhodes Show.
That's right. So Jack...
Hugo.
Chavez.
Chavez.
Hugo. The Jack Rhodes Show.
I had to get him in there.
No, that's right. No, he's not here. He's here in whatever it is. That's right. It's the Ethernet.
His true self is here.
That's right.
At least an ether.
So anyway, the point is that it's headed that way here as well. And my point on this is the price of gold very often reflects an underlying reality that people don't want to admit. And that's one of the course for 30 years in this country it was illegal to own gold. They tried to dissuade. They tried to pass a law against nature. You know, we're going to pass a law against rain and snow and sleet and that kind of stuff. And of course,
just bad storms.
Bad storms. That's right. Bad things. What was that thing?
Bad things are bad.
Bad things are bad. That was, isn't that John Edwards' latest campaign?
Yeah.
Bumper sticker, bad things are bad and I'm going to outlaw them.
Including splinters is first on his list.
Splinters.
I hate splinters.
Yeah,
man.
You too.
I got to
vote for him, man. I really like
right away.
Either.
That's the first thing.
Yep.
Well, he doesn't have any hair splinters on his hair anymore. I mean, he's gotten rid of those.
$400 a cut.
Yeah, $400. He better not.
He's one of the poor people.
Yeah.
Yeah, he relates to the poor people. Reminds me of one of the reasons that Bush lost the 1992 election or whatever was because he went through the supermarket and they scanned his food and he says, "Hey, what's that?"
No, that was great.
Hey, what are you doing?
Wow,
hey, what's that newfangled? What are you doing?
Some sort of like electronic device.
Yes, it's a telephone that you can actually talk to people and that are not in the same room. No, that's the way it was. Anyway, I'm pretty much done. I had a couple of other things here, but
good news, everyone.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We do have some more sound bites we're working on.
We just got a little update that Neteller has agreed to settle its situation with the U.S. government by forfeiting $136 million.
The rich get richer.
Yeah. Speaking of forfeiting, tomorrow is the big auction in Orlando of the stuff that the state has got. And I went through the catalog list. Man, they have got some neat stuff. I mean, they got...
Exactly. Did you get a pontoon plane?
No, but I mean, to talk about jewelry, they've got like bullion, you know, 47 one-ounce bars of silver, gold, whatever, you know, medallions, Krugerrands, diamonds, everything. And the reserve on the stuff, of course, as you'd expect, the gold reserve, like one lot is five. They have like 390 lots of stuff. And some of the lots have like 200-300 things in them, and some of the stuff that's in there will be like unused 1916, you know, $2 gold pay piece of paper or something like that. That's, you know, that's worth a bunch of money. But like the Krugerrands, the reserve on five Krugerrands is $2,500, which figures since it's probably going to go for melt less a penny. You're not likely going to get any bargains. But I mean, if you talk about the stuff that the state of Florida has got to auction off tomorrow in Orlando.
Well, what was the total amount?
Well, we don't know until it's all over, but I mean, the reserve prices on the stuff is low.
1 trillion?
No. The reserve prices probably doesn't add up to $20,000, $30,000.
Really?
But again, you can bet.
Well, where's it going to be held?
At the, what is it called?
So if we had a helicopter.
Yeah, well, actually, unfortunately, inspection day was today. You can go down there and look at all the stuff today, and tomorrow it starts at 8 o'clock and goes until they're all done at night, 390 lots. But I mean, the dealers and everybody going to be down there. If you went down there with $5,000 or $10,000, you might be able to have some fun on eBay for a while. I don't know.
Kimber!
Yeah. We got to put is there any place we can put that Cartman laugh in? That's where I was going to, that was the other thing. I was going to start it off. I was going to start this whole podcast off with the Cartman laugh on whatever the subject was back then.
Well, we can definitely do it.
Yeah,
I love so many South Park stuff.
The problem with the sound bites I've noticed is that we've got so many. You have to remember them all, number one, mm-hmm. and then you have to be able to quickly get to them.
Hey, yeah. That's not your problem, man. That's Eaton's problem.
That's true.
He's got it covered.
But then he complains.
Well, the problem is that I haven't evolved enough.
All right, kids, it is now my job to teach you the theory of evolution.
Oh, boy.
Now, I, for one, think that evolution is a bunch of bull crap, but I've been told I have to teach it anyway. It was thought up by Charles Darwin, and it goes something like this. In the beginning, we were all fish, okay, swimming around in the water. And then one day, a couple of fish had a retard baby, and the retard baby was different, so it got to live. So retard fish goes on to make more retard babies, and then one day, a retard baby fish crawled out of the ocean with its mutant fish hands, and it had butt sex with a squirrel or something and made this, retard frog squirrel. And then that had a retard baby, which was a monkey fish frog. And then this monkey fish frog had butt sex with that monkey, and that monkey had a mutant retard baby that screwed another monkey, and that made you. So there you go. You're the retarded offspring of five monkeys having butt sex with a fish squirrel. Congratulations.
And well explained it was.
That's my heritage, right?
That's
there.
It. No, it's all of ours.
To the
right.
T.
Retard alert.
That's it.
That should be mandatory.
Oh, retard alert.
I got them all, baby.
You got them all today. It's not like not only we had counselor over there who just went through the list randomly.
He went through every one I had.
Hey, mine was well designed.
Yeah, it was. Well, you're the only one. I won't say we got a complaint about it. We did get a note from somebody.
No, we actually had a few comments about people that liked it. Yeah, but we did have a few complaints.
We had one. We explained it.
Yeah, we had one.
We had one, and we explained it. And the guy came around. He said, "I hear and obey," as well he should.
Well, absolutely.
So that's good. Anyway, I've not done with, I mean, anything that, I haven't done any research. This was supposed to be a mini one. I want to go down and see this Toyota here and see if I could maybe, are somebody going to do pro bono work for this Toyota? I don't know.
I don't know. It's, well, it depends on what the Toyota owns and possessions as
that's
far
true.
As like what.
What kind of income the Toyota has.
Yeah. That's right. One
kind
of income.
What kind of possessions, you know.
It might be able to, and you know, flop open his glove compartment and show us some real dough.
If it was shipped in from Japan, we might need to get a translator in court.
I'm sure we would.
If it was shipped in from Colombia, it may have all the assets it needs.
That's right.
It could.
Hey, look at this. Actor-comedian Eddie Murphy acknowledged on Friday having fathered a child with Spice Girls, Melanie Brown.
Yeah, I know. Scary Spice.
Oh, really?
I thought Eddie was all about the brunette man, and now he's got like...
I want half, Eddie. Eddie.
Okay, this... I guess that Scary is right.
Yeah, Scary is a very appropriate
name. Very appropriate
for Spice Girls as far as Eddie's concerned.
That's good.
Scared the crap out of him.
Live and learn. All right, well, listen, thank you all for listening, and hey for today's feria, and hasta la vista, baby. And,
konnichiwa.
You know,
konnichiwa.
The Toyota doesn't have any feet. Maybe there's an issue of standing in the court, you know.
Anyway, we'll get this up, and it's going to be a plethora of posts this next week, then. Hopefully, don't forget to vote for us someplace.
Yes, on podcastvotingsomething.com. We'll put it on the
awards. Podcast Awards is one, and Podcast Alley.
It would be nice to get out there.
Yeah, just to get...
Somebody nominated us or something. Yeah.
Did they?
No, I mean, somebody needs to.
Okay.
Peace Prize. Well, I guess Rush did that. We could nominate Jimmy for the Peace Prize.
Well, there's an actual podcast award. Probably a scam.
Actually, if you're calling about Peace, it's P-I-E-C-E is what the Peace Prize is.
Oh, Peace.
Yeah, it's a porn thing.
Yeah.
Oh, like a... Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, which is great. Nominate us there, too. We'll be happy to do it, you know?
Winning.
We'll Silicon Jimmy's member up and sell it up on, their thing.
Whoa!
Jimmy won't take that much to look at.
That's true.
It's all you.
But it'll have some
under silicon before we get the over silicon on Jimmy's elderly, whatever, wrinkled.
And cut.
And cut.
I was going to talk about one other thing that I'm going to run through real quick. Neil Bortz has gone off the plantation libertarian thing. He was up and talking about, they were talking about the most hideous thing in the world.
Starting a new subject?
Yeah, forget it. I'll do it next time.
Is it really quick?
The teaser.
It's, yeah,
a teaser.
We'll do it next time. It had to do with circumcision.
Did you see
female genitalia mutilation. There's a big deal. And Neil Bortz has gone off the deep end on this thing, and I have to put it on the blog, I guess.
Next time.
Neil Bortz's gone crazy.
I did email you guys that one thing about the Fox News Center when their fire alarm kept going off.
Yeah.
And I loved it. He goes, think about this for a teaser. We may be burned to the ground by the time he comes back after the commercial break.
that was
for a teaser.
That was some time ago.
We come back and the place in flames.
The first thing you see on camera is a fireman.
Well, they would make a good ad for some kind of fire extinguisher.
Brought to you by ABC Fire Extinguishers. We weren't there.
Would have been. All right. See you later. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.